And the Lord answering said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and art troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary hath chosen the better part, which shall not be taken from her. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our gospel lesson here shows us the scene of our Lord's visit, the home of a woman named Martha who had a sister Mary. Mary, who was sitting at the Lord's feet, heard his word, but Martha was busy about much serving, who stood and said, Lord, hast thou no care that my sister hath left me alone to serve? Speak to her, therefore, that she help me. And the Lord Jesus uses this moment to make a gentle correction to Martha. Martha was trying too hard to please Jesus with the best possible hospitality, but she's making these efforts to the detriment of the Lord's very presence among them. And so he also gives us a larger lesson to the church, the importance of contemplation, of knowing and loving God over the endless tasks of human activity. This is Mary's better part, which shall not be taken from her, since it points to the very life of heaven. The Catholic Church of the Latin Rite West, and in particular the Roman Church, has constructed a larger life of Martha and Mary, drawing together various other scriptural texts. And the summary account is as follows. The name of the town where they lived is Bethany, very near to Jerusalem. And the Mary identified in St. Luke chapter 10 as Martha's sister, she is one and the same person as Mary Magdalene, the penitent woman out of whom the Lord Jesus cast seven demons. And the Mary Magdalene who was at the foot of the cross, Mary Magdalene, who is the apostle to the apostles on Easter Sunday morning, the Lord appears to her alive again in the empty tomb and tells her to go to Peter and the others. And Mary Magdalene and Martha, they have a brother named Lazarus. And this is the Lazarus whom the Lord raised from the dead after Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days and had begun to decompose. Then we see the action around Christ's familiarity with this family in Bethany. Martha, Mary Magdalene, and Lazarus. The Roman Catholic liturgy celebrates the feasts of St. Mary Magdalene and her sister Martha 8 days apart. Mary Magdalene's feast is this week, July the 22nd. And Martha's feast is a week after that, the octave day of her sister Mary Magdalene's. Mary Magdalene each year July 22nd, and Martha each year July the 29th. Now the Roman liturgy and its devotion which springs from it, they preserve for us the oral tradition which has come down to us in the beautiful legend of Provence. According to the legend of Provence, in the persecutions of the first Jewish Christians by their own fellow Jews, Martha, Mary Magdalene, Lazarus, together with Marcella, Martha's handmaid, Maximin, one of the 72 disciples, mentioned by St. Luke there in the sending forth of the 72 disciples, they and many other Christians, they were put out to sea on an open boat without sails or oars with the object that they should all die a hideous lingering death by privation or eventually by shipwreck and drowning. God, however, miraculously preserved the whole boat of Christians and guided their ship to safety in the port of Marseille. And this miracle, together with the preaching their witness of Christ, it brought the local people of Marseille, people of Aix, all the surrounding areas, to embrace the Christian faith. They made Lazarus the bishop of Marseille, and Maximin the bishop of Aix. And of Mary Magdalene, it is said she was accustomed to devote herself to prayer and sit at the Lord's feet in order to enjoy the better part which she had chosen. It is contemplation of the joys of heaven. She retired into a deserted cave in a very high mountain. There she lived for 30 years, separated from all human intercourse. Every day she was carried to heaven by
the angels to hear their songs of praise. This is the Catholic shrine of the Saint Baume, which is very much a place of pilgrimage in Provence to this day. Dear Sister Martha, well, after having won the love and admiration of the people of Marseille, the sanctity of her life and her wonderful charity, she withdrew in the company of several virtuous women to a spot remote from men, where she lived for a long time, greatly renowned for her piety and prudence. Her body, which lies at Tarascon in Provence, is held in great veneration. This is the information that we get from the legend of Provence. So it is a fuller story which we can use and fill in this picture of our gospel scene here today. Christ's momentous visit to the house in Bethany, where both Martha and Mary received such grace upon grace from the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.